Twin Flames is a podcast created by best friends and twin flames, Chloe and Hillary, about personal development, shifting the perspective, and getting in touch with the best version of yourself. Chloe is a practicing eclectic witch, entrepreneur, and clairvoyant. Hillary is a mindfulness expert, happiness educator, and practicing therapist trainee. We combine our strengths and knowledge to bring you the best of what we've found has been helpful to us on our respective journeys.
Sweet hells, it has been a minute.
Oh my gosh, right? It's been so long.
We were sitting down and we were like, wow, this feels weird. It's been a while.
It really has. It does feel really strange coming back.
It does. I think we've been away for like, it might not be that long for you guys because of the way the episodes stagger sometimes, but I swear it's been like a month since we've recorded.
I think so. Like, yeah.
I want to say, because we're nerds, we're Virgo 10th house. We have notebooks that are specifically for like the podcast. And
hell,
I have
yeah,
the date on our last episode as June 9th, and it's July 9th. So,
oh my god. Like exactly a month.
Yeah, it's been exactly a month to the day.
Oh my god. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's so crazy.
So we're basically here. This episode isn't going to be like our normal. I mean, we're always fun. We're always a damn delight. But this episode's not like our normal. We're going to talk about this topic. Like, we're just going to sit here and probably laugh a lot and tell you about what is going on with the podcast, because we've been gone for a month with little to no explanation involved, and
yes,
kind of what we're hoping going forward.
Yeah, transparency. Yay.
Yay. Oh my god, I feel like we would lead the best kindergarten classroom, except like, yeah, you would be really good and patient and I'd be the bitch in the back, like, I'm gonna kill all of these kids. But like smiling in the front, like I'd just turn,
yeah,
away.
Oh my god, it's so true though. Jeez, kids are kids are a whole other thing. So much energy. So much energy. My god. Good for them.
I'm like an exhausted, tired pigeon 24/7.
Did you say an exhausted, tired pigeon?
Yes. I don't think, like, I just want to eat fries and live my best life hopping around and not flying when cars come and just be like, oh, there should be a faster way to do this, but let me run. That's my life.
I'm not mad about that. I like that.
That is my life in a nutshell.
That's great.
Mostly the fries, though. Mostly I'm here for the fries.
Mostly the fries, of course.
But I don't even know where I was going with that thought.
I don't know where we're going with any of our thoughts right now.
We took no notes. There's just a title on my page and nothing.
Yeah, so this is what happens when we don't make a plan of any sort.
That's fun. So what happened? Let's start there. So
yes,
we noticed, I mean, I noticed, I should speak for myself. We were kind of spotty with the podcast for a little bit. Like, there would mm-hmm. be an episode, maybe two episodes, and then we would drop off for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this has happened for, I don't know how long, I'd have to go look at our episode list. Mm-hmm. But this had just kind of been happening. And I think we both initially, maybe just me, Hillary, you tell me your opinions, thought that maybe we both were just like really too busy for it, or like mm-hmm. had too much going on.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
what I thought.
Totally. That's what I thought
and
too.
And honestly, my opinion anyways, is that for me personally, the podcast was getting kind of stale.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like all the topics that I really wanted to talk about had been talked about. I felt like mm-hmm. I was circuiting the same stories, especially in, like, there was the toxic friendship episode. I think I said that in the episode. I was like, I feel like this is all I talk about. It's like these instances that happened in my life, which were very pivotal and very important to me. But you can only talk about that shit so many times before it feels like you're just a broken record.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like for me, it just felt like I was saying the same things over and over again, but with like slightly different intentions.
Mm. Yeah. And I think for me, it was like, I don't know about anyone else out there, but when I feel really passionate about something, when I feel like that drive and that motivation to actually like talk about it or learn about it or work on it or whatever it is, there's a real feeling of like, I don't know, fire in the belly, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best way I can describe it. Fire in the heart.
You get into a state of flow.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this today.
That's because flow is the best.
Flow is the best.
We should talk about that sometime, too.
We should. That's a good one.
We'll circle back. And I think that I was just kind of losing that feeling. And for me, I noticed that my attention was being drawn toward other topics that I didn't think had a place in the podcast.
Same.
But I wasn't communicating that in the beginning.
Yeah. I think ultimately what we realized was, like, communication was not being made on either part. Nobody was to blame. Like, right? Both of us weren't communicating how we were feeling.
Yeah.
And at least for me, like, I feel like in terms of that, like, where topics, like, didn't have a place, I felt like topics that I really wanted to discuss, it was like, ooh, I have to cram this into, like, a 15-minute little chunk of one of our episodes and then never talk about it again.
Yeah.
And the stuff that I'm really interested in is so much more than that. Like,
yeah, I get that. I so get that. Mine was a little different because the stuff that I'm drawn to, I know, can make people a little uncomfortable or potentially be a little contentious, and so I felt like I had to stop myself from saying anything at all.
Well, that too. I mean, basically, what we've come to the conclusion of is that we want to take both, like, kind of like our intro says, you know, we bring these two perspectives. But I think we were making ourselves fit into a small box.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of letting us, like, just flow and speak on things that are really important to us, we tried to make everybody happy, including each other and ourselves, instead of just speaking the honest truth regardless.
Yeah, we put ourselves in little planter pots when we just want to branch out and be a forest.
Yes. Oh, my God, I love that.
I was in the garden this morning.
But moving forward, I think what we're really wanting to do, and we want to say also that we're not going to make this, like, this is the only way our podcast is ever going to run. Mm-mm. We want to be more, what's the word you used earlier, Hillary?
What word did I use?
It wasn't flow. You said something else. You were like, less restriction or something.
Yeah, less restrictive, more flexible.
Flexibility.
Was that
That's
it?
What
okay.
I was looking for. Yeah.
I was wondering what word I used.
So we want things to be a little more flexible and less rigid. Like, we want things to be a little more flexible. And so we may still do podcast episodes like we've been doing if we feel drawn to do that. But basically what we're wanting to do is actually do every episode in a two-part. So we want to take one half of the episode and go more of the social justice route of things. And we'll explain. Yeah. And then the second episode that we'll follow up the next week, or they might interchange, would be following up more on, like, the spiritual aspect or how we can connect it in that way. Because logic and spirituality are meant to coexist.
We
are, like, our relationship is living, breathing proof of that.
It's true.
That's really what we want to bring in, is really take both of those aspects and put them together, but give ourselves enough space to actually talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, I completely agree. And I think you articulated that so perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, because that's one thing I've also, I mean, I've always had that feeling of, like, we do tend to split things up on the whole, the collective we, into, like, it's either science or religion. It's logic or emotion. Like, it's one of the two, and you can't have both. And I just don't believe that. I don't think either of us do, really. So being able to have the freedom, the flexibility, and the space to really attempt to merge those perspectives.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about it.
I'm really excited, too. And Hillary, do you want to share? Should we share any of the topics that we're considering?
Yeah, I think we
maybe
should.
Maybe not all of them, but not like, all. I'm just going to pull up our list and maybe share a couple.
Yes. And so, this is all, like, brainstorming stuff. So
yeah,
things might change and switch around, but we're trying to pair different things together.
Yeah, we're not guaranteeing that these episodes are going to be done.
Or in any specific order.
Yeah, or in any order. This is just, like, kind of to give you an example of what we're thinking. Mm-hmm. So one that we've considered is doing, I love this too. We have this, like, notepad because we both have iPhones that we share, and it has a fucking Virgo 10th house, man. It has what is this thing called? A table. It has a table, and one side of the table says practicality and earth, and the other side says spirituality and heaven. And so, like, basically we filled these in and, like, tried to fill in the corresponding responding side. Like, if I left a blank or she left a blank, we would try to, like, make them play off each other. So
it's like the most fun Virgo puzzle ever.
So fun. And the best part is we can come in and add to this at any time.
I know.
But we talked about doing, so for the spirituality side, we talked about maybe doing an episode on being in the broom closet, which is about being, you know, you practice witchcraft, but you're not out in the open about it. You're in the closet. Mm-hmm. And then we thought on the practicality side, we could correlate that to the LGBTQ+.
Yeah. So, and the experience of being like in the closet.
Yes. So there's one. We talked about doing Zodiac as the spirituality side and then personality styles as the practicality side. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can pick like one more that's in here. Do you have any that you want to like?
Well, we could do a little preview of what we're doing for next week.
That's true. We are doing something exciting next week. You tell them, Hillary.
Yes. So if I'm remembering correctly, next week we are going to be looking at... I'm trying to find my notes. Ah, yes. So we're going to be looking at... So for the practical side, kind of like social conditioning, what we're all socialized into. And then for the spirituality side, we'll be pairing that with meditation.
Yes.
And probably mindfulness or, you know.
Yeah.
Again, we're not boxing ourselves in here.
Yeah. We're just trying to be a little bit more open and more transparent, more authentic, you know.
Yeah.
I would say that Hillary and I are authenticity warriors.
Hell yeah.
So who are we to preach that if we're not doing it for ourselves?
Right? And do you know how often we ask? Lot. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. We honestly say that to ourselves all the time during this podcast.
It's true. We constantly ask ourselves and each other, like, but is this authentic of us?
Yeah, we want to like preach, but we need to make sure we're also practicing what we're preaching.
Right? I mean, to me, that's such a given. Like,
yeah.
Who the hell are we to be like, hey, yeah, here's things that you can do to make sure that your well-being is better and to help your life and so you feel good, but then to go and fuck off and do whatever else we want?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. So I really hope that doing it this way is going to be, well, I already know. Like, I feel like I don't have to question it for us. Like, I feel like this is going to be so great for us. Mm-hmm. But I really hope that you guys will continue to enjoy what we're producing. And, mm-hmm. I mean, you're still going to get that same fucking 8 side stories and a movie. And,
true.
You know, all that jazz. It's not like anything between us is going to change. It's just, we're maybe going to be diving into some of the harder topics. And
yes.
A lot of the things. I'm a little bit nervous.
I am too, because it's a lot of the things that in past episodes we'd like touch on, get ragey for like 2 seconds, and then be like, oh, we won't talk about that.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like a lot of that we're going to be actually delving into. And I do think that because there are some topics that people might disagree on or that might get a little contentious, I don't think we'll get contentious because we've talked about all of this. Before.
Well, not only that, but we've also discussed, like, before episodes, if either of us have a problem with what is being discussed, like, we'll talk it out.
Exactly. And so I just recognize that some of the things that we're going to bring up, people that are listening, you all might not be on the same page immediately. That's okay. Give us a shot. Hear us out. I do want to point out that I don't know that it would be in anyone's best interest for us to, at the beginning of every episode, like, point out basically disclaimers.
Hillary, kind of. Why are we reading each other's fucking minds right now? I literally just had the exact same thought, and if you didn't say that, I was going to say it. So
yes!
We are like in each other's heads today.
We really are. This happened earlier, too. It's creepy. Yeah. Same song in our heads at the same time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We can't play it. It'll stay there forever.
No, and then you'll all have the same problem.
So we just won't even tell you what it is.
Maybe but like, if you follow us on Twitter, we'll tell you what it is.
Oh, God.
I'm going to tweet about it.
But I really do think that, like, I think maybe we take a moment right now just to acknowledge, like, for instance, I have the social justice thing is like a real, that's where the fire is for me, you know? And so for those kinds of things, I mean, I guess I'll just say right now that inherently I want to state for all of the topics coming up, We recognize that we have a ton of privilege and that we are very grateful for the privilege that we have, but we also want to be very critical of that. Yes. And I think that there are some topics where I do not want to presume that I know or that we know everything. You know, we are always, always, always open to yes. learning more. We do not know it all. These are from what we've learned, from our experiences, from what we've read or heard or talked to people about. And so if we get your experience wrong, or if we're pointing out things about a specific social justice aspect or a population or whatever it may be, if we get it wrong, we're really, really sorry. We're trying our best. Please feel free to educate us, or
yeah.
we might just need to go educate ourselves. We also recognize it's not your responsibility to educate us. So
no.
all of that to say that we do get it. We're going to try our best, hopefully do these topics justice. And
yes.
we're not going to keep saying the same thing at the beginning of every episode. I hope that saying it once is just that it's implied for all episodes after this.
Yes. I think, Hillary, we've grown. Look at us. When we first started the podcast, I feel like every episode we were like, we should disclaimer this and we should disclaimer that, because we were so, like, afraid.
Right.
And it's now true. We're like, well, here's the disclaimer. Listen, sis. Here's right. the tea. This is the disclaimer one time, and that's going to be the end of it.
It's true, though.
Like, because, honestly, we also talk about that, though, like being your most authentic self. But yes. here we are, like, in the past anyways, mm-hmm. silencing ourselves in a way.
Right? And so now we're going to talk about it all. And it is, I totally agree with you, though, Chloe. Like, it is a bit nerve-wracking. Because, mm-hmm. like, I think it's just that, you know, we don't know. This is all kind of an experiment, really. Yeah. You know,
the whole podcast is an experiment.
Right? The best kind.
Yes. Also, so, I don't know if you guys yeah. knew that, but we have always said, too, that, like, if the podcast were to ever come between mine and Hillary's friendship, then, like, it would just be done. Like,
true.
We would
true.
Just totally walk away.
Right? Because, I mean, that's what the foundation of it is.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
And also, like, if we're going to talk about values, like, what do we value most in life? You know?
Right.
So prioritizing what we value. Again, authenticity.
I feel like that's really what our podcast is about. We should just, like, our intro is literally just, like, that word. Authenticity.
It's true. Right? The whole intro. Just yeah. authenticity. And then din, 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 din.
I love it.
Oh. So, I don't know. Is there anything that you think we have skipped over? Because I do just want to make sure that we're given, like, I don't know, a rather accurate and comprehensive view of what's to come. Don't be blindsided, y'all. Don't be blindsided.
Yeah. I don't think we've really missed anything. I feel like that's so pretty much what you guys can expect. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about you, Hillary. We didn't technically discuss this beforehand, but I think my number one, two things, is authenticity is, like, the number one. That's, yes. like, the value. And then consistency. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be able to provide better consistency to you guys. And I
agree.
I really think doing it this way is going to be so much more beneficial for everyone.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I really do. I hope we do these topics justice. And I hope we are able to explain the overlap well enough.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Ah, it's going to be so good. I'm so excited. So if that's it, Hillary.
Think so.
We will see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in to our super fucking micro episode.
This is a little tiny baby episode.
A little tiny baby episode. thank you for tuning in. Please, you guys, don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at Twin Flames Pod, link down below. We're considering closing our Facebook page because not very many people follow us, and we both don't really love keeping up with it. So.
True.
I kind of hate Facebook, if I'm really honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan. But we're considering closing that down. So I guess let us know on our Facebook page if you don't want that to happen. Because, like, maybe we shouldn't. I don't know. I'm up in arms about it.
I know. I'm not sure either.
We're not sure about that. But also, we do have still running, if you guys follow us on any of our platforms or you rate us on Apple Podcasts, which is, to our knowledge, the only place you can rate us. Send us a screenshot of that and email it to us. Email is down below as well. We will send you back a guided meditation that Hillary recorded herself. And you guys are really going to want to get your hands on that, especially as we go through our episode on meditation in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Trust me, it's really good. I've heard it. Hillary's amazing.
Aww,
I told her she should be selling that shit for money because it's so good. So if you want that, it's completely free. No strings attached. We're not going to make you sign up to our email list or anything like that.
We don't even have gimmicks. An email list.
Yeah, we don't even have an email list. No tricks, no gimmicks. Literally just rate us or follow us and send us proof to our email and we will give you that meditation. And did I miss anything? I think that's it.
I think you got it.
Yeah, so we'll talk to you guys next Monday.
Yes, we
will. And we love you guys so much. Thank you for your patience with us.
Yes, thank you. Love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.